Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out on this little rainy day to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A few announcements. The women of the church will meet in the library immediately following the worship service. And I want to thank Clara and Linda and BJ and everyone that participated in the cookie walk coming down, purchasing cookies, making cookies. Thank you very, very much. And I understand it was a successful day, and it's a big program for our church, a fundraiser, and I hope everyone had a good time doing it. And it's the first one I missed since I've been a minister here. I was ill yesterday, and so it's kind of driving me nuts not to be able to come down. So thank you, everyone, again. I'm not sure if we still need people for the Advent candle lighting, but you can check on the back table and see. Christian Education Christmas Party will be Sunday, December the 21st, immediately following worship. You can bring a salad or a vegetable dish, and we will provide ham, rolls, dessert, and drinks will be provided. And you can sign up still, I think, for the Christmas poinsettias in the back. That won't last too much longer. And scripture readers also. And teachers are needed for junior church. You can see BJ or Heather. Heather's pretty much been doing this by herself. We would love to have someone else to help. And the angel tree, I think there's still a couple that could be taken unless they were taken just a little while ago. There were still two left. And some of you received an email about looking for a couple of names. Those have been found. Remind you that next communion will be the first Sunday in January, and also the Sunday after Christmas we're going to do the worship service a little bit different with songs, and Bill is going to bring the message. I will be here, but we're going to just have a little change of pace for the Sunday following. At this time we have a minute for mission with Paul McComb.
Have two things. First of all, yesterday with regards to our cookie walk fundraiser, we raised close to $2,500. That's a great job to everybody. So now I have good news and bad news, but I always like to end on a positive note, so I'll start with the bad news. Bill, who has been our longtime treasurer, is stepping down. As of December 31st. He's done a fantastic job. We are going to miss him. But now here's the good news. It's opportunity for someone else to step up. So if you're interested, please see any one of the session members, Sherry, myself, Arlie, BJ, Jim, and Cliff, or anybody. One of the good things is that Bill has done a great job of really simplifying it, and that's easy for me to say because Bill has done all the work. So it probably isn't what you think, but take the time to sit and talk with us. And then finally, I'm going to list the benefits of being treasurer for the church. All right, so thank you very much. And we really hope that somebody steps up.
I was really expecting a list of benefits, about 10 or 12. That was hilarious. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn of praise, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, 124. worship continue with the prayer of confession, which you find printed in your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of music. We sing with joy because of your great love. Forgive us when we forget why we love Advent and Christmas. Remind us again that Jesus is the reason for the season. Help us to be loving towards one another. Show us how to be kind to strangers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Churches in our community as we recite our traditional Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Let's take a moment and greet one another.
Compassion and grace.
We stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord.
need them in our day.
For all of us, eagerly watching for your glory in our midst,
grant that we might have the peace of Christ as we wait, the love of Christ as we act, and the grace of Christ as we speak.
This morning we light three candles. The first candle reminds us to check the flame first. The first candle reminds us of those who find themselves in a season of waiting, resting in hopeful anticipation for God to act. The second candle is for anyone feeling weakened and wearied by the circumstances of life. We echo the cry of Scripture to renew their strength and increase their power. And the third candle awakens our spiritual senses, challenging us to embrace the glory of God as we await our Savior's promised coming.
Please.
responsive reading, Psalm 100, 709 back in hymnals, 709, Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
This time I invite the elder on the door for the prayer and praise requests.
Ask for special prayers for Ruthie Maul. Ruthie's brother Andy passed away yesterday, and we pray that her family will find comfort in accepting this at this difficult time, particularly at this time of the year. We also ask for prayers for Judy Patterson, who is Megan Nelson's mother, and she had leg surgery, and we pray for complete and quick healing. She is at UPMC Mercy.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this third Sunday in Advent and what it means to us to be thinking about your coming into our lives, into our world for the very first time, but also your promise of coming again and the responsibilities that you've given us as individuals and the church to preach the word of God, to let people know the good news that Jesus has come and salvation is possible for anyone who will receive and believe. We thank you for that. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father who watches out for us. The Holy Spirit who guides us and Jesus for that gift of salvation. Lord, help us in our ministry to one another, to deal each other in love and respect, and to lift each other up, edifying one another, that people outside of our community will see that we believe, we care, we seek to understand, we seek to help. I thank you for each person here today, for the gifts that you've given them, the gift of love, the gift of ministry, the gift of music, the gift of sharing and compassion and empathy. So we take this time to lift all these prayer requests to you as the community here at Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church, knowing that you hear our prayers and that you will answer them according to your wisdom and love and might. Thank you, Lord. And at times, maybe we are the answer for prayers. Just like giving the presents of the angel tree, helping children have a Merry Christmas. And as they open their presents, may their parents or someone let them know the real reason for this season, that it is Jesus Christ. Help them to believe. Help us to believe and go forward in power and might because of your word. Thank you for every prayer that is answered. And thank you for this wonderful prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I don't have the song loaded, so I got to take me. It wasn't sent to me, and I was thinking we were doing all hymns. If y'all bear with me for just a second.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ, what it means to us as individuals, to our lives, our families, to this entire world. We just hope during this Christmas Advent season that people will recognize that you are Lord and you are Savior. They will believe and have the gift of salvation. And they will be given gifts to use for your glory. And I thank you for this congregation for all the gifts that are given, that are used, not for a selfish purpose, but that your name might be lifted up. Bless them in every way that they give, dear Lord. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, we do pray. Amen. As Bill comes forward to read our scripture, quick announcement. I was told that there are cookies left over from yesterday's cookie walk. It's a big box, and they're normally $20, but they will be selling them at the back of the church for a donation. So you don't have to give 20. You can give what you would like to give. And Claire will be back there, and B.J. Marson will also be with the baked goods. They go to the CE, so cookies and baked goods following service.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley. Today's scripture passage comes from Isaiah and is entitled Joy of the Redeemed. As in most passages in Isaiah, it's a prophecy, and it's loaded with metaphors and allusions to other things. In this passage, the Lord, speaking through Isaiah, prophesies the redemption of both the Israelites, that would be in the near future of Isaiah's time, but also the coming of the Messiah, in which he would redeem not only the Israelites, but also the Gentiles. He's going to call them from the parched desert. This will be a time when the Gentiles will be able to see the glory of God, for their eyes will be opened and their ears will be unstopped. It'll be a time of jubilee for all those peoples of the world, both Israelites and Gentiles, who are redeemed and sanctified through the cross of Jesus Christ, the way of holiness. So please listen to your own personal message as I read Isaiah 35, 1 through 10. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst forth into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your Lord will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. The haunts where the jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. A highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on the way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and the sorrow and sighing will flee away. Bless the reading and hearing of our scripture.
Thank you, Bill. When the Messiah comes, there will be singing. I think most of us love the music of Christmas. Of course, I realize that not all of us are musicians, though. A man and his wife were browsing in a craft store one day when the man noticed a display of country-style musical instruments. After looking over the flutes and the dulcimers and the recorders, he picked up a shiny one-string instrument he took to be a mouth harp. He put it to his lips, and much to the amusement of the people in the store watching, he twanged out a few notes. And after watching from a distance, his wife came over and whispered in his ear, "I hate to tell you this, honey, but you're trying to play a cheese slicer." Not all of us are musicians. One woman was talking about her parents who had recently retired, and her mom always wanted to learn to play the piano, so her dad brought her a brand new piano for her birthday. A few weeks later, the woman asked how her mom was doing with it. "Oh, we returned that piano. I persuaded her to switch to a clarinet instead." The woman said, "How come?" "Well, because with a clarinet, you cannot sing while you play." You know, we're not all great singers, and that's all right. We can still make a joyful noise, and I always laugh about it. When I speak into the microphone, but when I sing, I step away from the microphone. That is not, yes, far away, so it's not to hurt you. I would hate to think of this season of the year without the great Christmas hymns and the great carols that we sing. Of course, times, they are changing, as Bob Dylan said. Have you ever noticed that the Christmas tradition of caroling seems to be disappearing? When's the last time someone actually came to your house caroling? I can't remember it. However, I did read about a new twist on the old tradition, what we might call virtual caroling. Radio Shack had a commercial on television a few years ago and said, "This is how it's done." And an older lady opens her door to find an iPod on the front stoop. Out of that small, sleek iPod comes the tinny sound and tiny pictures of children singing. "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." And next door, the children out the window waving at the woman. Virtual caroling. YouTube boasts more than 300 caroling tubes. You can see all kinds on the internet. And we can enjoy the carolers without even leaving our living room, our 50-inch TV screens. Just open the door and look out and see the new way. In today's prophecy, Isaiah tells us when the Messiah comes, there will be singing. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And I'm certain that all of us look forward to that day. And it would be difficult to paint a picture in which the joy of the Lord is portrayed more vividly than that. They will enter Zion with singing. Music is very important to us at this Christmas time. And I appreciate those who ring the bells, and our musicians, and our choir, and all of you who sing so heartily. The Gospel of Luke doesn't actually tell us that angels were singing. Here's how the verse from Luke's Gospel actually reads. "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" Luke tells us they were saying, not singing. Yet I like to think, as most of you do, that the angels were singing. Maybe the angels were rapping out a message. I kind of doubt that. They didn't know about rap then. Yet I would still like to think that these angels are singing very lustily with their heart and their soul, their mind, everything that they have, that they're singing to the glory of God in a beautiful, wonderful harmony. Music is such a wonderful gift from God. It touches us in so many ways. Music gives us the opportunity to express our joy and our thanksgiving at this time of the year and all year. Famous preacher of another generation, Spurgeon, once said, "I used to know an old Methodist, and the first thing in the morning when he got up, he began singing a bit of a hymn. And if I met the old man during the day, he was always singing. And when I said to him, 'Why do you always sing, dear brother?' He says, because I have something to sing about. And that's a good enough reason to sing. In Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah promises the people that they one day will return to Zion. Zion is symbolic of Jerusalem, the promised land. And Isaiah was writing during the times of the divided kingdom. The land had been overrun numerous times by enemies, and prisoners of war had been carried away into slavery in distant lands. And Isaiah promises that one day they will be able to return to Zion, the holy city, the city of God, Jerusalem. For them, this will be a time of great joy, so they sing. For Christians, Zion is the city of God, which is heaven. And when we enter heaven, I believe that there will be singing. I cannot imagine heaven without singing. For those of us who know Christ's love in our hearts, there is a need to say thank you to God for what He has done for us as individuals and families and a nation. And we express that joy so often through the gift of singing. I think I used this illustration one time before, but it just really touches me when you look out at the vast universe. Charles Duke, a former astronaut, came to Christ after some years, after he had walked on the moon. After his time with NASA, he lacked purpose and meaning in his life, and his wife, Dottie, was very troubled. In fact, she contemplated suicide. But then she began to attend church and gave her life and a heart to Jesus. Sometimes later at his wife's Bible study, he did the same thing. And he found a new compelling purpose for his life. And today he offers this comment on his conversation. He says, walking on the moon cannot compare with walking on earth with Jesus. When you feel like that, you want to sing. Music allows us to express our joy and our thanksgiving to God. And music draws us closer together as the family of God, as the family of Christ. I can see that band of refugees Isaiah visions returning to the homeland, singing as they travel. And I love to be part of a congregation that is singing the great hymns of the church and even the great new contemporary songs. We sing together and we feel as if we are an extended family, which we are. And that's the way Christmas ought to be. Rich was a beloved artist and songwriter in the world of contemporary music, and for his tragic kill in an accident on September 19, 1997. He'd written many beautiful praise songs that have touched people's lives and their hearts. And Eric had a close friend, or Eric, a close fan of Rick, recalled being with him in a worship service just a few days before he was killed in that accident. Everyone had brought their instruments to play and sing together, and the music sounded awful. That happens sometimes. Even the leaders were singing out of tune. So Rich later went to the microphone and said, "You know, I love to be in church. I love to listen to the people sing from their heart and to play the music from their heart. In my profession, we worry about being in tune and always sounding good and perfect. But this music tonight, I believe, is the most pleasing of all to God because it is so real and it comes from the heart of the children of God." Some of us know what he's talking about. We know about the power of music to draw people together in worship. And it reaches across the boundaries of the social and gender and race and touches us in a very unique way. I believe in a way that even the spoken word cannot do. Under a cultural exchange program, a rabbi from Russia was visiting with a Christian family in Texas. Since it was Christmas, the family wanted to take him to one of the finest restaurants in Houston. If you've ever been to Houston, there's just restaurant after restaurant after restaurant of all kinds of food. So they found a favorite Chinese restaurant that they wanted to attend. Throughout the meal, the rabbi told of the wonders of America in comparison to the bleak conditions of his homeland. When he had finished eating, the waiter brought the check, a fortune cookie, and a small Christmas tree ornament as a present to the rabbi. They all laughed when the rabbi pointed out that ornaments were stamped "Made in India." But the laughter soon subsided when they saw that the rabbi was silently crying, tears coming down his cheeks. They all thought that the rabbi must have been offended by receiving a Christmas ornament as a gift. He said, no. He shook his head and smiled. Yet, I was shedding tears of joy because of the wonder of this country. In a Chinese restaurant, a Buddhist gives a Jew a Christmas present made by a Hindu. That's America nowadays. But Christmas reminds us that Christ came to shine his light into the heart of everyone on earth, to the Buddhists, to the Muslims, to the Hindus, to everyone, that they would open up their eyes and see Jesus Christ as the one true way. When we sing, hopefully, as the family of God. And I've often wondered why God created us with voices so different. The altos and sopranos, they go higher, and the bass goes so low. But even when we blend our voices into one glorious sound, to me it qualifies as proof of God's existence. I don't believe that music and the gift of singing could have just happened haphazardly. I believe it was created by an almighty God to bless humanity. We sing joy to the world and hark the herald angels sing. And I believe that the angels in heaven sing with us. When the Messiah comes, there will be singing. And singing allows us to express our joy and to express our thanksgiving. And singing draws us closer as the family of God. And music speaks to us of God. Read the words of some of the hymns and contemporary songs. And that is why music has always been a part of the church. And of course, that is why music is such a big part, not only of our lives, but of this Advent Christmas season. So let us prepare for the birth of Christ with songs of joy, and let us sing from the depths of our souls. And let us do it with a sense of thanksgiving. And let us sing here at Glenshaw Valley as one unified voice as the family of God. Let us pray that in the music we will sense the Holy Spirit at work in our lives and the life of our congregation. And it'll draw us closer to one another and draw us closer to God. Isaiah writes about the coming messianic age. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their head. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That, my friends, is the promise of Advent and the promise of Christmas. And I think that's worth singing about. May God bless you. Amen.